Another day, another summit for North Korea and South Korea. South Korean President Moon Jae-in traveled to the North Korean capital, Pyongyang, where Kim Jong-un hosted again. They stood side by side on a stage, and the two men promised to work toward lasting peace. That's Kim Jong-un, a voice we don't often hear. He's talking about turning the Korean Peninsula into a land of peace without nuclear weapons and nuclear threats. The North said it would dismantle key facilities and allow inspectors into the country. South Korea's president made that announcement today. Moon Jae-in also spoke of a follow-up summit. Moon said he invited Kim to visit Seoul and that he has accepted. Here in the U.S., President Donald Trump spoke to reporters briefly today, and he welcomed the news out of North Korea.
A lot of people thought it was inevitable we were going to war. And now the relationships, I have to tell you, at least on a personal basis, they're very good. It's very much calm down.
He's calm, I'm calm, Trump said, referring to Kim Jong-un. The president says tremendous progress is being made with North Korea. We're going to look more closely at what Kim Jong-un appears to be offering, starting with his pledge to dismantle the nuclear facility at Yongbyon. That's a place U.S. intelligence agencies have been watching for years. Sue Miteri is currently the Korea chair at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, and she's skeptical.
The destruction of the Yongbyon site will be an excellent photo op. It makes it look like North Korea is taking a significant step. But they've done something like that in 2008 when they blew up a cooling tower. North Korea still has many nuclear arsenal, dozens of warheads. They have extensive uranium mining and enrichment facilities. And we know from the intelligence community that North Korea has been working on nuclear and missile program all the time. Their production, the fissile material, and everything else. So they want to make it look like they're making progress, but without really giving up nuclear weapons. And by the way, Kim Jong-un has said that he will do this only if the United States give some sort of countermeasure. We give something on our side. And of course, by that, they mean end of war declaration.
Right. So right now, this is a bilateral conversation between the North and the South. Don't we need an international framework to make this truly successful?
Absolutely. Not only international. If there is no progress made between United States and North Korea, President Moon, no matter how much he wants to advance this, he's going to hit roadblocks. Like right now, he has committed to deepening inter-Korean cooperation on the economic front. He wants to possibly open Kaesong Industrial Complex. That's a joint industrial complex between North and South Korea that they used to run. He wants to do, you know, the railway, open the railways and all of this. But they are right now under sanctions regime. Like, there will be a violation of the United Nations sanctions. So even if President Moon wants to do all of this, he's not going to be able to unless he violates UN sanctions that we have on the North Korean regime. So to truly make progress, there has to be a progress made between United States and North Korea.
You know, the Wall Street Journal says this is a bold gambit taken by Kim Jong-un. Do you think that's a fair read?
No, I don't think it's a bold gambit. I think Kim Jong-un has a strategy and a plan, and all of the things that he's doing are fitting into that strategy, and it's working quite well for him. He had said in the New Year's address in 2018 that he's now done with testing. So I don't think there's going to be any more provocations. You know, Pakistan tested 6 times, and he didn't test anymore. North Korea does not need to continually test. What they truly want is an international acceptance of North Korea as a responsible nuclear weapons power. He wants that acceptance, and I think he wants to buy time. He wants to make incremental progress. He thinks there's a possibility under this president, President Trump, that perhaps he can eventually get a peace treaty from the United States, which will have implications for U.S.-South Korea alliance commitment, U.S. troop presence in South Korea. And I think that's where he wants to go. And he thinks he sees an opportunity there. So he's giving this kind of gifts, which is like, you know, where we blow up a facility that's no longer needed or testing facility and so on. But I think he has a strategy of what he wants, and he's achieving that in a way. I don't think it's bold yet. I mean, what have we seen in terms of Kim making moves, taking active measures towards denuclearization?
So let's say Moon Jae-in sits down with Donald Trump at the General Assembly in New York. What happens if they come out of that with some kind of end-of-war deal, like an armistice? How does that change the process? How does that change the landscape?
Well, I think he might get that because President Trump is eager to see this as an incentive, and maybe President Moon will get that. And then we'll see. Once we have that end of war declaration, the concern is that it's a slippery slope towards an actual peace treaty. And while peace treaty sounds good in theory because it really ends the war, why not have peace on the Korean Peninsula? Again, the problem with that is that has real implication for our troops staying in South Korea and U.S.-South Korea alliance relationship. But in return, if we can get North Korea to completely give up their nuclear weapons, that's fine. But we might not be able to. Right now, we don't even have a declaration from North Korea of all their nuclear and missile programs in the inventory. And many scientists and experts believe verification itself, even if there is a deal, will take some 15 years. Just decommissioning one site will take a decade. So this is the goal, I think, for Kim Jong-un, you know, get a deal, get to a peace treaty, get the U.S. troops off the Korean Peninsula, yet he retains still nuclear weapons program. Because all he has to do is incrementally give some sort of a concession that makes it look like North Korea is headed in that direction. But I don't truly believe that North Korea will give up their nuclear weapons program.
Dr. Soo Mi Tae, the Korea chair at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Greatly appreciate your time. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.